USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Charges against the Minneapolis police officer seen in a video putting his knee on the neck of George Floyd for almost 9 minutes, leading to the death of George Floyd, has now seen his charges raised from third-degree murder and manslaughter to second-degree murder, and the other three former Minneapolis police officers who were on the scene at the time are also now facing charges. State Attorney General Keith Ellison.
To the Floyd family, to our beloved community, and to everyone that is watching, I say, George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value.
Former Defense Secretary James Mattis is now tearing into President Trump over the president's response to the nationwide protests and says the president is a threat to the Constitution. Mattis resigned as defense chief in 2018, and this is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Athletes are voicing displeasure about comments made by normally popular New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees about players kneeling during the national anthem.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
In the midst of the ongoing unrest across America after George Floyd's death, NBA star LeBron James, NFL cornerback Richard Sherman, and even Brees' teammates were among those who reacted on social media. James saying the former QB Colin Kaepernick's kneeling protests had nothing to do with the flag or U.S. soldiers. Sherman added that Brees is beyond lost. In an unexpected twist concerning the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police last week, a new autopsy report claims Floyd had tested positive for COVID-19 in April. It's not listed as a factor in his death, though. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A high-profile GOP lawmaker says protests are one thing, but looting and riots are not, as USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
As protests continue across the country after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, many people, including senators, are calling for peaceful protests as opposed to some of the violence and looting that we saw over the weekend. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says protesting is okay, but looting and violence are not.
Every American has a right to speak and to peaceably express your freedom of speech. What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens. And we need law enforcement to be unequivocal that if you do that, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will spend a very long time in jail. And we also need systematic law enforcement targeting Antifa and other terrorist groups that are organizing, that are providing assistance. This is a terrorist assault on our country, and rioting cannot be tolerated. It needs to end, and it needs to end now.
And Walmart is taking firearms off the sales floors in some of its stores as protests over George Floyd's death lead to looting in some places. The company is saying yesterday that guns will still be sold in those stores, but they're being kept in secure rooms until further notice. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.